1390 KJAM Madison.
It's time for Coach's Corner on Dakota's Best AM 1390 KJAM and AmazingMadison.com. Here are your hosts, Paul and JJ.
And we are back once again live from the KJAM studios in downtown Madison. It is Coach's Corner on Dakota's Best AM 1390 KJAM. And for those listening outside the listening area on AmazingMadison.com or through the Coach's Corner page on AmazingMadison.com, you are back here with your host, Paul Vold. It is 1 minute after 6 o'clock. Flying solo once again. We have another great show on hand for you this evening as well. On Coach's Corner here on AM 1390, we are talking about high school playoff football. It is that wonderful time of year. You got high school playoff football. You got the NFL rolling as well. Major League Baseball getting into the final swings of the season as well with the postseason. The American League and National Championship and National League Championship Series. We'll be talking about the World Series here within the next week or so. You got the NHL about a week old, and now the NBA season getting started a couple of nights ago as well. It's that wonderful time of year with the all four major sports going on at the exact same time as well. Coming up here on the show as well, we got to speak with one of our colleagues at Big Sioux Media, Matt Gross, or actually one of Matt Gross of KJAM, spoke with Big Sioux Media's Lee Palmer last night talking about the Madison Bulldogs and of Del Rapids Courier's football game coming up here on tomorrow night, along with the potential playoff matchups in Class 11A as well. We'll have that coming up, so about 6:15 or so with those games as well. And also coming up later tonight, we're going to have DSU head football coach Josh Anderson back in studio trying to redeem himself from another subpar week of picks as well, along with Trojan Athletic Club president Casey Crabtree will be joining us, making his Coach's Corner debut tonight, along with a whole bunch of other activities. Well, we're going to be making our NFL Week 7 picks. We're already 7 weeks into the NFL season. Things are not going my way as well. Last couple weeks have been a little bit rough for me in the pick department, and a lot of games this year have just gone the other way. You think one team's going to win? Well, the other team comes back to surprise you as well. So it's going to be a great week of picks for the NFL week seven. I was just about to say week three. We're 7 weeks in, and it just keeps getting better from there. All right, how about we dive right into some high school football action, Class 11B, I should say, along with all nine-man classes. That's 9AA, 9A, and 9B as well, getting started tomorrow night across the state of South Dakota, and a lot of good matchups as well in the high school ranks. So we'll start off with the 9AA schedule for this evening. Looks like the first round matchups in Region 1 will pin North Border against Woolsey Westington in the first region. That game taking place in Frederick. That'll be a 7 p.m. kickoff Central Time. And then the 2-3 matchup in Region 1 in 9AA. This is 9AA brackets. We're talking about Miller Highmore Herald taking on Webster Area. That game taking place in Miller, with Miller being the 2 seed. Webster Area is the number 3 seed. In Region 2 as well, this one taking place over in Haytie is the Hamlin Chargers hosting Garrettson. Garrettson, an at-large team that got themselves into the postseason with their better seed points. They're the number 4 seed in Region 2. Make that Region 2. Arlington Lake Preston hosting Baltic tomorrow night as well in Arlington. Now, we talked about Arlington in our area football game of the week last week, and the Badgers as well taking the opening drive against Coleman Egan, who's no slouches themselves. We'll talk about Coleman Egan in a look at the region, or in the Class 9B schedule for playoffs tomorrow night. But Arlington Lake Preston looked really good in that opening drive, took the first drive right down the field for the first score of the game. But after that, 52 unanswered points from Coleman Egan. And the Badgers look to rebound from that. And again, the Badgers hosting Baltic on tomorrow night in Arlington as well. Region 3, Bonhomme is going to be hosting Duel, another at-large team in Tyndall. And again, all these games will be 7 p.m. kickoff Central Time, except for the Elkton-Lake Benton-Gregory matchup. We'll talk about that coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Again, Bonhomme hosting Duel. Bonhomme's the one seed in Region 3. Duel's an at-large team with number 4 seed. Irene Wakanda with the number 2 seed in Region 3. They're going to be hosting Parkston tomorrow night down in Irene. Now, we had Irene early in the season in a true slobber knocker game against the Howard Tigers. Howard took the driving score to tie the game with just about a minute and a half left. Then Irene Wakanda with that spread offense and their quarterback, Trey King. Oh my goodness, what a heck of a quarterback he is. Accounted for all the touchdowns in that game and just did it by himself in that one. And it certainly will be a good match for the Irene Wakanda Eagles against Parkston tomorrow night. Also looking at in Region 4 for 9AA at a 6 p.m. kickoff Central Time in Gregory. They're going to be hosting Elkton Lake Benton. That'll be a 6 p.m. kickoff from Gregory as well. Another at-large team, that being Elkton Lake Benton with the better seed points. So the Elks hitting the road to take on Gregory tomorrow night in Region 4. Then the 2-3 matchup will feature Kimball White Lake taking on Rapid City Christian in a 2-3 matchup in White Lake. As well, that's a look at the 9AA playoff bracket. Some good games in that one. And again, all games after the opening round in Class 9A in the nine-man classes will then be reseeded. All the winners will be reseeded based on their seed points after the opening round games tomorrow night. Taking a look here at the 9A playoff matchup and some good games here as well. Looks like we have ourselves in Region 1 to kick things off. Warner, the team that came up just one game short last year of winning the title, will be taking on Potter County. Potter County coming over East River to take on Warner in the matchup to start off. 7 p.m. kickoff from Warner tomorrow night in Region 1. Another at-large team, that being Potter County. Britton Hecla will be hosting Clark Willow Lake in the 2-3 matchup in Britton tomorrow night in the opening round game from Britton. Then in Region 2, another good matchup here is Howard and Chester Area. Now, Chester had to win to get themselves in the postseason, which they did. They're going to be taking on Howard once again. Now, this one on paper may seem like a blowout. Howard, the number 2 ranked team in Class 9A, but it was a few weeks ago that we had Chester Area and Howard over on our sister station, that being Jammin' Country 103. Now, Chester Area gave Howard a run for their money as well. Chester held a brief lead in the first half. Then it was Howard who came back. Couple turnovers went the way of the Flyers, and they were just unable to cash in. Tried a couple of onside attempts, onside kicks down the stretch here to get themselves within distance of getting back to the Tigers. But the Tigers took those onside kicks down the field for touchdowns. Now, don't sleep on the Chester Area Flyers in this one. Chester bringing out that spread offense, going 4-5 wide receivers. And their quarterback, Devin Epper, definitely not to sleep on in this matchup as well. But I think Howard, with those multiple running backs, will be able to pound away and grind at the rock, kill some clock kill some time off the clock to get themselves into the next round as well. Another matchup in Region 2, Canastota Freeman hosting DeSmet. That's a 2-3 matchup. That'll be at Canastota, 7 p.m. kickoff. Region 3, we got Corsica Stickney taking on Hyred Sebley Area, and that'll be in Corsica as well. Corsica Stickney, one of the better teams, if not the best team in Region 9, Class 9A. Definitely the tops of the rankings as well. And in the 2-3 matchup there in Avon, it'll be Avon hosting Alcester Hudson, 7 p.m. kickoff from Avon as well. In Region 4, we got Lyman hosting Phillip, another at-large team that'll be taking place in Presho. Lyman will be hosting Phillip in that Region 4 matchup. And then in the final game in Class 9A, it'll be Timberlake taking on New Underwood in the 6 o'clock Mountain Time. So it'll be 7 p.m. our time as well. That game taking place out West River. Timberlake will be hosting New Underwood in that 2-3 matchup in Region 4 as well. Now we're going to take a look here. That was 9A. We're going to be taking a look now at 9B. And again, some more good games here. The number one overall, or the second best team in the 9B rankings, according to the latest South Dakota media poll, Sully Buttes will be hosting Hitchcock Tulare. That game will be taking place in Oneida, as Hitchcock Tulare getting an at-large bid in that contest. Faulkton area will be hosting Langford area in the Battle of the Area Schools in Faulkton tomorrow night. That's a 2-3 matchup in Region 1 as well. Those games taking place tomorrow night along with we'll talk about the game that we're going to be covering after we go through all the other games. But in Region 2, Castlewood hosting Waverly South Shore. Now, Castlewood was undefeated until they met the number one team in the rankings, and also the number one team in this region, that being Coleman Egan, a couple weeks ago. They were both undefeated at that point at 6-0, and the Coleman Egan Hawks came out victorious. They're going to be hosting Waverly South Shore, Will Castlewood, in the 2-3 matchup in Castlewood tomorrow night. In Region 3, we got Colombe hosting Sunshine Bible Academy, another at-large team, that being Sunshine Bible Academy. That game taking place, Colombe being the one seed in that region, hosting Sunshine Bible Academy in Colombe tomorrow night. In Scotland, Scotland's going to be hosting Burke South Central. That'll be a 7 p.m. kickoff. Scotland, the 2 seed. Burke South Central, the 3 seed in that one. And in Region 4, the Wall is going to be hosting Bison, another at-large team. So Wall against Bison, that'll be 6 p.m. Mountain Time, which will be 7 o'clock our time as well. Wall going hosting Bison in that West River matchup. And also another West River matchup, it'll be Harding County hosting Kadoka area. That game also in Mountain Time in Buffalo. So Harding County, the 2 seed, Kadoka area, the 3 seed. In that West River matchup. And finally, we're going to talk about the game we're going to be having over on our sister station, that being Jammin' Country 103, the number one ranked and number one seed in Region 2, Coleman Egan Hawks hosting Northwestern, who had to win to get into the postseason. And the Wildcats got themselves the victory against Iroquois 41-8 last week to get themselves in the postseason. So Coleman Egan coming in with an 8-0 record, if not the best team in all of 9-man football, the number one team in Class 9B, the winners in the 9A state title last year, and got themselves the 9A title last year. Didn't really lose all that much. They lost a couple of players, such as Cole Creech, along with Cade Gross. So Cade Gross is still there. They also lost Malik Popingo, one of their stud defensive linemen, and also Joe Bennett, just to name a couple of players. But they just seem to keep reloading as well. They still have quarterback Bodie Gross, receiver Cade Gross as well. They've been that 1-2 combo. They got Dalton Volker as a tight end, Keith Crisp as a running back who's been getting the bulk of the carries. But again, we have had Coleman Egan a couple of times this season, and it literally just seems 1-2 plays there in the end zone, especially in that 63-0 one half of football against Oldham Ramona Rutland. In the span of 5 plays, they were in the end zone 4 times, and it was over in a hurry. Now for Coleman Egan, now if they can stick to that mantra of just staying within themselves and executing the plays, they'll be able to handle themselves in the right sense as well. So Coleman Egan hosting Northwestern. Northwestern got a bit of a size advantage against the Coleman Egan Hawks. We'll talk about that a little bit later. And also in the pregame show tomorrow night, which will be our area football game of the week, Coleman Egan taking on Northwestern over on our sister station. That is Jammin' Country FM 103. 7 p.m. kickoff from Coleman. We'll bring in the pregame show starting about 6:40. Also available online at AmazingMadison.com. Some other games to talk about as well. We're going to switch on over to the 11-man schedule in Class 11B. Starting first in the first region, Groton area going to be hosting Bennett County, an at-large team, 1-4. That'll be 6:30 p.m. Central Time. And from Swisher Field in Aberdeen, Aberdeen Ron Colley is going to be hosting Mobridge Pollock. That'll be an 8 p.m. kickoff from Aberdeen Ron Colley. In Region 2, this will be Sioux Valley hosting Elk Point Jefferson up in Volga. That game will be certainly a good one. And also from Bob Young Field in Sioux Falls Christian hosting Canton. So a little bit of a close drive there for Canton, heading up to Bob Young Field on the campus of University of Sioux Falls, taking on Sioux Falls Christian. In the third region in 11B, Wessington Springs, along with Woonsocket and Sanborn Central, are going to be hosting Mount Vernon Plankington in Wessington Springs. Bridgewater Emory Ethan is going to be taking on McCook Central Montrose from Bridgewater tomorrow tomorrow night. Both those games will be 7 p.m. kickoffs in Region 3. And in the fourth region, it will be Winner taking on Stanley County. Stanley County, an at-large team with those seed points. They'll be heading to Winner for that matchup against 1-4. Then Red Cloud is going to be hosting Lead Deadwood. You're going to play that game 2 o'clock in the afternoon in Mountain Time as well tomorrow as well. That is a look at the high school football playoffs from across the state of football. Now, you probably are wondering how come the 11A schedule hasn't been talked about. Well, they aren't quite done yet. Still got to play those regular season finale games tomorrow night as well. One of those matchups being Del Rapids against Madison at Trojan Field in Madison as well. Speaking of that matchup, our colleague here one of our own, that being Matt Gross, spoke with Lee Palmer of Big Sioux Media, who's been keeping his eye on Del Rapid Courier football all season long, along with Big Sioux Media. We're going to speak. Matt Gross spoke with Lee Palmer about that matchup against Del Rapids and Madison, that game tomorrow night, which is right here on AM 1390, and also talking about the 11A playoff potential matchups coming up next week as well. We're going to step away. When we come back, we'll have that interview with Lee Palmer and Matt Gross coming up as well. It is currently 6:15. This is Dakota's Best AM 1390 Coach's Corner, live from the KJEM studios in downtown Madison, also available online at amazingmadison.com.